Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Many people start, very few people finish. Many people start, very few people finish. I'm just going to say some truth here for a moment. You see, about a month ago, a little less than a month ago, we had the Igniting Souls Conference. And I'll tell you what, man, it was intense. It was amazing. It was awesome. There are so many cool things that happen. And you know what? The tribe was so on fire that they said, we need a 30-day challenge. We need a 30-day challenge post-conference so that we can accomplish our dreams. You know what? In that first post, there was like 380 comments. In other words, on day one of the 30-day challenge, everybody started out. Guess what? We're at about day 20. How many comments are there now? Maybe a couple dozen, maybe less. What happens? Why is that? I'm not even sure that people aren't doing their dream, but here's what I do know. It's tough to be consistent. It's tough to have that daily discipline. It's tough to say every single day, here's what I'm doing, here's what I'm doing, here's what I'm doing. In other words, when everybody's at the party, it's really easy to show up. But when things get dark, when it's night, when it's early, right now, it's 6-something a.m. I'm in the van after a workout. Now, listen, who cares? Nobody saw it. Nobody was there except for Chet and a guy named J-Mo. In other words, most of the greatness that we do in our lives is done in the dark. It's done in the dark. I've heard it said once, if you want to stand in the light, you need to suffer in the dark. If you want to stand in the light, you have to suffer in the dark. Very few people are willing to do the daily discipline. Now listen, I didn't work out yesterday. And I'll tell you why. Because I didn't want to get burned out. In other words, I'm not saying every single day you need to suffer. But what I am saying is it needs to be a habit. It needs to be a pattern. It needs to be something that is consistent. Because here's what most of us do. We let one day go. Turns into two, turns into three, turns into four. Pretty soon we've drifted. We've drifted away from our dreams. So for me, one of the reasons why I do these videos is to stay disciplined. Because I know I'm accountable with you right now. Seriously, why do I love leading the tribe? Because it forces me to be consistent. So all I'm saying is people are watching and you are a leader. You do have influence. People are watching. And so that's even a good motivation at times, is to say, you know what? I'm just gonna be accountable to people. And therefore, when the alarm sounds off and it's 5 a.m. and you're like, no one will notice. No one will notice but you. The most important person will notice, you. And when you know that you can't trust yourself, everything is shot. When you don't have self-confidence, everything is shot. But when you do have self-confidence, and people might say, well, that sounds arrogant. I'll tell you what, connected to your creator, your core, and your community. That's how I view confidence. I'm not saying it's all about you. It's all about ego. I'm not saying that. But I am saying, you know what? When you have the self-confidence, no one can take that. No one can steal that. You've done the work. It forms character. You see, choices create habits. Habits create character. And character creates a personality. So literally, the choice you make creates your personality. Retrace the steps. What type of personality do you want? It's made in the daily choice. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. If you need more help on this, deeperpathbook.com. deeperpathbook.com. It's all about how to become a master in the art of living. We have free courses over there, free books. We want to help you. Stop making excuses. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.